Poetry Rocks Tool 4, The Shuffle. And the purpose is to expand on what you learned in Tool 3 by focusing on the sound, meaning, and power of individual words. And you'll also be developing your appreciation for the nuances of the effect individual words have on the sound and rhythm in poems and in prose, and begin to make conscious choices about how, where, and why to use line breaks in your poems. And we'll be going into a lot more detail about that when we talk about form later on. And what you're going to do is you're going to create a poem Stefan Mallarmé style, meaning out of words instead of out of ideas, by arranging a random assortment of individual words that you love for their sound and meaning into a 3-stanza sound poem. And this tool is adapted from an exercise in a book by Elliot Sobel called Wild Heart Dancing, a personal one-day quest to liberate the artist and lover within. And this exercise, this tool really is a liberation. It's a very unusual way to approach working with words, and I hope you'll really have a blast with it. One of my students, Gina Wilson, nicknamed this process word poker because you have to play whatever cards you're dealt in the order you turn them up. And what's interesting about this process is that even though this is really random, often meaning shows up, and this tool leads to a real poem or another piece of writing more than one would think, just because the juxtaposition of words can become a springboard. So I just want to warn you that this tool sometimes baffles people because it is so different from the way we usually write. So if you can just imagine that what you're going to end up with is a 3-stanza poem. And if you're very new to poetry, a stanza is formed by skipping a line. And each stanza is going to have the exact same 10 words in it, but because you're going to be shuffling, the words will show up in different order each time. And here's how to play. You're going to need a piece of paper, a pencil or a pen, and 10 index cards. And this is the perfect time to pull out your personal diction deck that you just made, because you can just pull 10 words out of that. So you're going to go ahead and choose 10 words you love for their sound and meaning. The more interesting, the better. And you're going to write each of them on a separate index card, unless you're going to use cards from your personal diction deck. And once you have your 10 words on 10 cards, you're going to shuffle them really well, and then you're going to create the first stanza of your sound poem. And it goes like this. You just flip over your first card, and you write that word on the first line of your paper. So if your first word, say, was lullaby, you just would write it down, lullaby. Now you flip over your second card, and here's your choice. You can either write the second word on the same line or begin a new line. And if you want to, you can add punctuation, and you can also add endings to words, S or ES, ED, ING. But you may not add any words or change the order of them. So for example, if my second word was wind, I could either have both of them on the same line, which would give me lullaby wind, or I can write them each on their own line, lullaby wind. And there's a big difference. So this is, again, I told you this was about nuances. So next, flip over your third card, and remember your only poetic choice is, do I put this word on the same line or the next line? So let's say that I flipped over my third card and it was cascade. Then I would definitely put that on the end of the same line, and I'd put a comma after wind, so my line would sound like lullaby wind cascade. See, I told you sometimes really cool things show up when you put words together. Now, after you've done those first three, you're going to proceed just the same way with cards 4 through 10. Remember, you must use each word in the order that it appears as you flip the cards over, and your poetic expression all comes from same line or next line, and of course, with any punctuation you'd like to add. You can really get carried away with question marks and exclamation points and really have a good time with this. So after you've finished your first stanza and you have all 10 of those words down, you're going to shuffle your cards, and you're going to skip a line, and you're going to create your second stanza just like you did the first one, except, of course, since you shuffled, the words are in a different order. And once you've done that, you're going to shuffle your cards again, skip a line, and you're now going to make your third stanza, and your poem's complete. And now read your poem out loud and really savor the sounds. And if you're doing this alone, you're kind of missing on a lot of the fun of this. And if you have some word nerd friends, then you can gather them together and you can have a coffee house reading. And trust me, this is really a lot of fun. And you can really deliver your poems with great interpretive inflections. And just notice the words that end up next to each other for these serendipitous juxtapositions. You can actually have metaphors show up, jokes show up, or just really, really lovely combinations, and just notice what ideas are suggested. And if you want to take this process a step further, you can create a regular poem using whatever word and word combination showed up in your shuffle and just lifting those out and making a new poem out of them. So here is my example, and I'm going to read you my shuffle. This is a time that I did this, and this is just what came out with the particular words I chose on this day. And you'll notice if you read this that I have a lot of punctuation, which you do, you know, you certainly don't have to do that. I just think it's kind of fun. Lackadaisical Hawaii, limpid luck tango, hubbub, lavender. Listen, flim flam hullabaloo. Limpid flim flam, lackadaisical, Hawaii lavender, tango hubbub. Listen, luck, hullabaloo. Listen, flim flam luck tangos, lackadaisical, Hawaii hubbub, lavender hullabaloo. Limpid. Now, when I finished this shuffle, of course, a lot of it is totally silly and doesn't go together at all, but I really liked the idea of flim flam luck tangoing so much that I played with it and I made a first draft of a poem. And I've if you would like, you can look at all these in your tool. I've written them all out for you. I'm not going to read all these first versions. But just to show you how the process worked, after I wrote the first one, then I started experimenting with sound and with form and shape. And I made a second draft that was in rhymed pentameter, and don't worry about what that stuff is. If you don't know, we'll talk about that when we get to sound. And although when I did that, I came up with some rhymes and language I liked, this form really seemed too, well, formal for a floozy like flim flam luck. So I turned it into a looser form by changing the line breaks and keeping the words the same. And if you're already familiar with the nuances of rhyming, which we'll talk about when we get to sound, you may want to note the way that my line end rhyme and slant rhyme turned into internal rhyme, and then that gave the poem a kind of a hidden swinginess that I think mirrors the swinginess my narrator is hiding from herself. And when I got to this, the form really felt right. So here's my poem, which I called Luckless. Flim flam luck tangoes the night away. She has nothing to lose, aces up her sleeve, bacon frying on a lean September Sunday when the food stamps have run out for everybody else. It would be easy to hate her, dismiss her kind as sleazy, all perfume and glitter. I do, in fact. I tell myself she's pure cubic zirconia, that she'll be hung over in the morning. Slut, cheap, tawdry, tart, floozy. I spit out words my mother taught me for girls like her. Why, then, this urge to toss salt over my shoulder just to be on the safe side? Why am I humming in three-quarter time? And now, your reflection. Did you have any happy accidents of juxtaposition when you played with the shuffle? And what opened up for you as you focused on individual words and sounds rather than ideas and meaning? How will this wordplay affect your writing in the future?